My clients are charged with the offense of treachery. Treachery is an offense created under the Uganda People's Defense Forces Act, and it alleges that they, together with some military people, behaved in such a manner as to bring disharmony within the Uganda Armed Forces. Of course, treachery is a very difficult thing to define within the act itself, yeah.
What entails in the treachery? I mean, what does that mean? And what is the punishment associated with it?
It is punished with death. It has a maximum sentence of death, yes.
What was the responses of your client when you met them concerning the charges leveled against them?
Well, they have all pleaded not guilty. These are young men who have been working in the office of General Tinyefuza. They say they have been executing their duties normally without any breach of the law, and so they don't know any of those allegations that they are guilty of treachery. They don't know any of those allegations. Actually, they are denying those allegations.
So when are they supposed to go back to court, and will they be tried in the military court or in a civilian court?
Well, we first attempted to have them charged in the civilian courts. We challenged their charges in the military courts because we thought they are civilians and not amenable to being charged in military courts, but the High Court refused to accept our plea, and they said that they will have to be charged in the military court. So now we are going to defend them in the military court. But for the time being, we are applying for bail for them, and the bail applications are coming for hearing on 23rd July. It will be Tuesday next week.
Some are saying that because the charges they face are serious, that is why the authorities do not want to release them. What do you say to that?
Yeah, we are going to apply for bail. The court is chaired by somebody very new, I think a certain diva, who has no experience of chairing these sessions. But of course, the other people, like the judge advocate, Major Wegendaho, is a seasoned lawyer. He knows what he's doing. We shall put our prayer to them and see if they are released. But there are other avenues we can appeal in case we are not successful. We can appeal to the court martial appeal. And if we fail to succeed, we go to the civil court, because when you fail to succeed in the court martial appeal, you are allowed to go to the civilian court of appeal. So we think, at the minimum, at least we shall get bail from the civilian court of appeal.
There are suggestions that your clients are being railroaded or being charged to get to General Tinyefuza. And they say that these charges are politically motivated. What do you say to that?
I would think so, because it's a kind of panic, and they just want to charge somebody who is related or has talked to Tinyefuza in that kind of thing. And yet it's not really necessary. I've talked to these young men. They are quite innocent young boys who were just doing their day-to-day errands in the office of Tinyefuza, and they do not know anything subversive about their work.